What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 147th episode of the Pokemon Podcast. My name is SBJ, and with me today I have Will.
Yeah, I'm here.
I have Andrew.
What's up, guys?
Andrew hasn't been on in a while. It's all
right. How have you guys been? I'm fine. I just kind of worked in my time that I've been gone.
Like, it sounds like you were sent to jail or something.
It was kind of close enough to jail as it could be.
Do you still do that video thing with the how-to and the Pokemon?
Kind of technically, yeah. I mean, we both, the guy and me.
It's a yes or no question, sir. Yes. A yes or no question.
Yes.
Okay, that's great.
You want to buy us a capture card?
They're only $450. And then finally, we have Travis to round out the Stev and Trav show.
Surf and Turf.
Surf and Turf.
I've been thinking, what if it's not called Alpha... I'm going to get these backwards. Alpha Sapphire Omega Ruby. What if it's not called that because of, like, the Greek alphabet, but it's just referring to fraternities, you know, how they're like Alpha Omega Pi or Tau Alpha Sync. What if Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire just added a whole bunch of people playing beer pong a lot in broken down houses?
This is my thought. 3DS beer pong. Nice. Yeah.
And butt chugging.
I don't know what that is.
What kind of college do you go to?
Butt chugging? I don't butt chugging you?
Sweet Valley High College.
I was wanting the oars thing. Short. What's the term for shortening a
oars? It would be an acronym.
Acronym, yes.
Yeah. As opposed to an initialism, if you said OARS.
I wanted that to take off, but people aren't grabbing onto it.
They need to grab onto oars. They need to hold onto some oars.
Sounds way better than auras.
Yeah, I mean, you can pronounce auras like oars. I mean, that's how a New Yorker would do it, so that makes it right.
Ours. That surf and turf joke, Travis and I have been saving for like 4 days. In retrospect, it wasn't that funny.
It is the surf and turf in question has become it's been sitting out too long. It's become rotten.
Yeah. I was feeling a little depressed before we got started now, and you've just made it much worse.
Thanks.
For our listeners, we are recording this on Sunday in the morning because we wanted to get you guys the episode faster, and we know there's probably going to be some stuff at E3 coming up, so we didn't want to record our normal schedule because it might have been late. So that's why we made the morning Joe show. Morning show joke words.
Yeah, podcast. We wanted to get it to you faster before Steve starts playing Mario Kart and loses all ability to do anything else with his life, right? For the rest of the day?
That's true. This is a Pokemon show, but let's talk about Mario Kart for at least the next 3 minutes.
God,
Mario Kart
to.
Is amazing. Andrew?
Yeah, it's super fun.
Super effective. For those of you who haven't gotten a Wii U, I feel like Mario Kart is well worth it alone. Well, I guess you get a free game with Mario Kart, but even if you didn't, Mario Kart is worth the purchase of a Wii U.
Mario Kart and Monster Hunter.
Yes, definitely Monster Hunter as well. Man, I wish you guys played Mario Kart. I only have Andrew here to talk to.
I mean, I've seen all the screen captures and all the chatter and the blah, 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 and the, I'm learning how to snake, but hopping is better in this version, and I was such a pro at Mario Kart DS. I just, like, I'm just going to be the best. Blah, blah. Who cares?
This is all true. Well, I feel like Mario Kart DS was, like, the last competitive Mario Kart because Mario Kart Wii was pretty much garbage. Yeah. And Mario Kart 7 was so lackluster that it was kind of boring.
We just put Travis to sleep.
This one.
Now we can have an enjoyable, informative program.
But I do want to give our listeners a shout out. Pretty much every night for the last week that Mario Kart has come out, we've had Mario Kart nights at like 10 o'clock, and Pokemon podcast listeners have been racing with myself, and Andrew has been there a couple times, and filling Saul. Up a Saul and not Travis and
past my bedtime. Also, I don't have the game, but the primary issue is that it is far past my bedtime. That's 11 p.m. my time.
It is.
I gotta get my beauty sleep.
But a shout out to everyone who races with us, and because it's super fun, and we usually fill up 12 people games, and then there's people being like, I can't get in, and it's like, well, we're full because it's popular and it's really fun. So if you guys want to race with me, we usually do it every night at 10 o'clock. My Nintendo ID name is it's dragging a leg, just like my Twitter name. Andrew's is Marley.
Yeah, my me is Marley, but my username on Nintendo ID is Moebetus. Moebetus. Yeah.
That. My Nintendo ID is William GU, but I don't know what that means because it's just on the 3DS. Does that mean it? Does that the same?
No. They don't link yet. Maybe they'll announce it at E3. Speaking of E3, this is a Pokemon show. And so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some news. We're going to take a break. And then we're going to talk about some E3 predictions, which will probably be very short or get off topic because I can't imagine there's going to be that much Pokemon stuff there. And then we're going to wrap up the show with Pokemon of the Week. Without further ado, let's talk about some Pokemon news.
Okay.
Might or might not be that interesting. Let's start with
There's some hashtag interesting hashtag stuff.
You don't double hashtag, dude. It's just at the front.
No, it's two different hashtags. There's hashtag interesting, and then there's hashtag stuff.
No. We can start with really boring news that a new ancient power box is being released in August for the TCG, which is coming along the side, the new set, Furious Fists. It will contain three booster packs and a special holo Tyrant. Tyrantrium, Amura, Auroras, all those names I just said wrong, and a new trainer card called Fossil Researcher.
Wait, Furious Fist is going to have fossils?
Yes.
That's weird.
And, it doesn't have fossils.
Well, for those of you that don't play the TCG, they've always tried to have some sort of fossil program in the game, and competitive wise, it just never works ever.
Nah,
ever.
What was their last thing with Archeops and?
Yeah, it was like
they tried to do some way to accelerate the thing.
Yeah, so when they first introduced Black and White, they had like this card that would let you look at the last 7 cards on the bottom of your deck, and if the Pokemon fossil you were looking for was there, you can move them into play. Which never happened, ever.
Well, it was worse than that because they introduced the supporter who's the psychic chick. What's her name? With the C? She's part of the Elite Four in Unova.
Caitlin.
She's always sleeping. Caitlin, right? So with Caitlin, you could look
at...
Is
that with a K?
I said a C. It's with a C. Anyways, you could look at a certain number of cards from the top of your deck and then like put a number of those on the bottom. So basically that was like your first, if I found a fossil card there, then I could put it at the bottom. And then there was something else that let you look at the bottom cards of your deck. And if you found a fossil, you put them in your hand. So that was supposed to speed things up. But since fossils continued to be crap, nobody used it. Nobody did it. But there was the hypothetical deck because now that Pyroar is out, and with Pyroar, you cannot be attacked. Pyroar cannot be attacked by anything that's a basic. And there is an Archeops that prevents you from evolving anything. So people were saying, I heard somebody say Pyroar Archeops because then all your opponent has is basics, and then your opponent's basic.
I see. But Archeops also affects you, so you have to get your Pyros up before Archeops, otherwise you can't evolve your own
correct.
Lily Pups or whatever Pyro evolves from.
Dude, Litleo.
No, you give a lily pup a fire stone and then you get a pyroar.
There you go. There you go. Even though a lily pup is a dog.
Pokemon 101
is a cat. And there's also, just to further bore people with TCG stuff, there's a new ruling that you can't play any new sets in official competitions for 21 days after they are released.
Wow.
Which is very, very new.
That's really cool. Maybe.
No.
No? All right.
TCG is for sucks, right?
That's right. TCG is for rich kids.
Yep.
Like Travis.
I'm not rich.
I spent $50 of my last paycheck on TCGs, so...
Did you seriously? But not on Pokemon TCG, right?
I did, yeah.
Why? You don't even play.
Not yet.
So I've retired from my career, and now you decide to go in? I guess there's got to be...
Now that Will's out. Now that Will's out, the field is clear.
And there you go.
There can only be so many rotating TCG players at a time. One has to retire in order for a new one to come in.
I keep asking Saul to teach me how to play. He's like, I don't play anymore. And then he goes to his league or whatever.
I mean, if you want to like just learn how to play, you can do the playatcg.com or whatever it is.
Yeah, I did.
The little like badly animated 2D character
sprites.
Yeah, it's
just like really basic stuff like that. So I guess that was fun.
Yeah. TCG. Hey guys, do you know what's going to come after Omega, Ruby, and Alpha Sapphire?
The Apocalypse.
Chaos Emerald.
Four Horsemen, it's not going to go well.
Well, the Pokemon Company, TCPI as they are known, has trademarked Delta Emerald on May 2nd. And the internet blew up thinking that this was a big deal.
So that's going to come out when Pokemon Gray version does, right?
That's right. That's
Which,
right.
The reason I'm saying that is because Pokemon Gray was also trademarked after the announcement of...
I think they're just like trademarking every gemstone and color they can.
Right.
Somebody has to beat out Crayola. Also for our listeners, when Leaf Green and Fire Red came out, Pokemon Company did trademark Water Blue, which actually sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
But we never saw that either. So really, the short side to this news is they did trademark Delta Emerald, but that means pretty much nothing. I don't get why they would remake a game that was based off a remake.
They kind of did for Heart Gold, Soul Silver. They indirectly remade Crystal because they added the Suicune story into it.
Right, right. Well, I would assume that we're getting the extra story in Emerald here.
Yeah, in Omega and Alpha.
Yeah. This is true.
So did you guys talk extensively about like Omega and Alpha? I don't listen unless I'm on, so...
I only want to listen to myself talk. We did talk about both trailers at the time. I mean, we have new news now, but...
I was just going to say that anybody I've talked to about, like, you know, what game you're going to get, are you going to get Omega or Alpha? Everybody's like Alpha because Groudon sucks and nobody's going to buy that. So they should only just make one.
What?
Groudon is the best wannabe fire type Pokemon in the world.
It looks like it.
Just like Team Magma.
That's right.
When I played Gen 3 originally, I had Sapphire. But I think I am going to get Omega Ruby because since, you know, as I've grown to be a better person, I've realized that Groudon is really cool. So.
No, you're wrong.
I like it. All right. Groudon was cool in the TCG, but not that good.
I'm going to get Ruby too, Travis. It's okay.
But we'll have more ores talk after we get through some news here.
More ores.
More ores for you. So we have this thing called Netflix, and season 2 of Pokemon and season 15 of Pokemon have been added. Season 2, which was what, the Orange League for Ash Ketchum, if I'm not mistaken. I think it. I think it leads into the Orange League.
With Trip? Is that his name? The photo guy? Or the drawing guy?
That's
Tracy.
Tracy Sketchit.
Is that his last name? Sketchit?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That dude was Sketch.
And then season 15, which I believe is part 2 of Unova.
Is it Rival Destinies?
Yeah, whatever. Because the first season of Unova, which is on Netflix, I think ends with... how many badges does he have? 3 or 4? He only has 3 or 4, but he picks up there. The last episode I remember is when they did that like mini tournament that somebody won. Iris won, if I'm not mistaken. Spoiler alert. Iris wins this mini tournament.
The show was on like 2 years ago.
And then finally, Kirium and the Sword... Kirium versus the Sword of Justice is also on Netflix.
The worst Pokemon movie, by the way.
You think? You think it's worse than Pokemon Forever, Celebi?
Yes, I do.
Oh, no, the Celebi movie is good. I've watched that movie like 4 times.
Oh, that one's not good.
It's whatever. The Kira movie where they're all the Pokemon are talking and everything. No, no.
I thought it was the Latios Latias movie that everyone hates.
No!
Where Ash makes out with Latias at the end.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I thought that's the one everyone didn't like.
I like that one.
I like that one.
I've never seen that one all the way through.
I watched the first Pokemon Ranger movie. Correction, I fell asleep during the first Pokemon Ranger movie recently. That wasn't that bad.
No, you know which is the worst Pokemon movie? Jirachi.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. That movie's not that bad.
Yes, it is.
It's not that bad.
Have you seen any... You guys seen that Jirachi movie, right?
Yes, the Jirachi one. I saw that one all the way through.
The part where Max goes, Jirachi, make the problem go away or whatever like that, and then May disappears. That's the only reason to watch the movie, I think.
I mean, the Jirachi movie shows you how creepy Jirachi is.
Because
Jirachi's a pretty creepy Pokemon.
What do you mean? He's just like a little comet.
He has like an eye on his stomach.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
He does. It's like closed in the sprites and stuff.
Well, if it's closed, it doesn't count.
Yeah, but when it's open...
So if I close my eyes stop existing?
Yes. That's not a real eye. That's like a third eye.
What about the Darkrai movie? That movie was pretty...
Yeah, it's Darkrai.
Lord, here we go. Why did we even fall down this hole?
Darkrai.
Save us, Jirachi Wishmaker.
The Darkrai movie is good because they turn that one dude into the licking tongue.
I love that so much. I just love Licky Licky to begin with.
Oh yeah, it was a Licky Licky.
But then the fact that it's like a gallant gentleman in the body of a Licky Licky is amazing.
Is the Darkrai movie on Netflix? Because I still haven't seen that one.
No, yeah, I don't think so.
Pokemon TV.
It might be on Hulu Plus. I don't think Hulu Plus got anything new.
No Hulu. No, thank you.
Yeah. It's like picking between like Xbox and PlayStation. You can only pick one, Netflix or Hulu.
Pretty much.
Only rich people can afford 2 payments of $8.99 a month. And that is not me. Speaking of digital content, which I guess Netflix is, Pokemon Origins was added to the old iTunes library.
Yep.
Yep.
You got it in HD and standard definition. HD is more, and you get all 4 episodes and watch them all together. It's like a movie.
It is like a movie. Well, each episode is like...
30 minutes long, yeah.
2-hour movie.
Basically. Or just watch it on YouTube for free.
Is there a good YouTube stream, though, of it? Last I saw, like...
It was either taken down or It's somewhere else now, but I watched it on YouTube when it came out in English.
Right, right. I remember having to watch it on YouTube, too, because they pulled it off their website, and I was like, I was not finished watching all four episodes.
Mm.
Fun facts about Pokemon Origins in iTunes is it made it to the top, like, 50 the week it came out of TV shows to download, because it's under TV shows. And it's sitting at 55 reviews, 4.5 stars. Obviously, I think we all agree that this is probably some of the best anime-style Pokemon around.
I saw the first two episodes.
The last two are definitely better than the first two.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Take your word for it.
Well, the coolest part of the first one is just how, like, spot-on it is to the game.
Mm-hmm.
And not that the last three are get away from the game. It's just like, if every battle was like that Brock battle, it would be way cooler.
Yeah. Because
that Brock battle was like spot on, exactly to how every kid played.
After you watch Pokemon Origins, I recommend all of you go to YouTube and search up a video called A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A. And you'll thank me later.
How many A's?
I know what
that?
You're talking about.
It's okay, that part in the first episode where Squirtle bites Charmander and you scream.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically just that for like 10 minutes.
But that's cut out of the English version.
Is it?
Like he still bites them, but like that scream is not
scream
as
is intense. Japanese was more intense screaming, but the scream is kind of like, oh, and that was it.
But pretty,
oh, I found it.
It's good. I'll put it in the little bumper at the start of the show. Before the theme music, then everyone will be like, what's going on? And then they'll get to this part of the show and they'll be like, oh, okay, that makes sense now. That makes sense. But if you have access to iTunes or whatever, you should buy Pokemon Origins, because the only way that the Pokemon Company is going to make another one of these is if they see that people are paying money for it. So it's like $12. So buy it if you want another one, because watching it on YouTube doesn't tell Pokemon that you really like it. That just means you kind of like it. So buy it. And then if Pokemon wants to sponsor me, I will take 10% of those referrals and make my own show with it.
What if they don't?
Well, if I get another Pokemon Origins, I'll be fine. I'll be all right with that.
I hate to be calling it by its actual name, but would it still be an origin if there was another one? You know what I'm doing there? See that?
I do. It could be called
that one, Steve.
Pokemon Origins 2.0, the beginning, I think would be a proper...
You're awful. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
But that's pretty cool, at least in general, that Pokemon put the soundtracks in iTunes and put Pokemon Origins in iTunes. There's no TV shows or no movies in iTunes. I think the only movie that's in iTunes is the third one. But hopefully that's good things to come for adding more Pokemon content to iTunes. All right, we have U.S. Nationals stuff. It is going to be streamed on Twitch, and it looks like they're going to be distributing a Mamoswine via 3DS. You will get a shiny Mamoswine, level 50, with Icicle Spear, Earthquake, Icicle Crash, and Rock Slide. The ability is Thick Fat, Adamant Nature, holding a choice scarf. You do not need to be playing in the tournament to get said Pokemon. Let's start with that. Travis, is that a decent Mamoswine?
I don't know. I'm a focused Ashron on Mamoswine fan, but the set makes sense, yeah.
And it's shiny. Did I mention that?
Shiny Mamoswine's gross, by the way.
Is it like that green color?
It's like, yeah, it's all like yellow, light green, shinies are gross.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I'll be making a road trip out to Indianapolis just to pick that sucker up.
Yeah. I mean,
it sounds useful if you're a Mammoth Line user.
Are these Pokemon you get from downloadable events? I feel like some are and some aren't, and correct me if I'm wrong. But you get it from the guy inside the Pokemon Center, right? And he's like, here's your gift, you need to pick up.
Delivery.
Yeah.
Are they set with a certain amount of like IVs, or can you like soft reset to get a different set of IVs?
It's different between each one. I'm guessing that this one will be the IVs will be set. I believe that's how it worked with the Metagross people got, right? From that was based on Rizzo's Metagross, I think.
No, there were some that were based on other players.
Right.
Ones, but then there were some like the shiny Tyranitar, which weren't, and I think you could soft reset that one. So I think this is more of one where you would soft reset it to get the IVs that you want.
Really, I thought this isn't this Mamoswine based on someone's or no?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. You can pre-register for Nationals. This is the very first year they're doing that. There's pre-register links on Pokemon.com. TCG Masters have to pay a $30 entry fee with either a credit or a debit card that they can pay that online ahead of time. Anyone can play in the video game tournament. You do need 10 play points to participate in the TCG tournament as long as you're $30. And Masters Division is ages 15 years old or up. If you are a junior or a senior, you only need 5 points, and your entry is free. And that's about it. The National Championships will take place on Saturday, July 5th, between noon and 5 p.m. for the video game, and between 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. for the TCG, which is really weird. Oh, those are live streams, sorry. So yeah, live stream, noon between 5 on Saturday, and 5 to 9 on Saturday on Twitch TV, and then again on Sunday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the TCG, and 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. for the video game finals. If you are working those days, it is Twitch, so it will be able to be saved. And we have correction through the Skype chat that this Mamoswine is based off of a person who won some said tournament.
Yeah, it was Arash Omadi from the World Championships.
Oh, I'll just be over here being right.
There's a first for everything, Travis. There's a first for everything.
So,
I have something to add about the national thing.
Add away.
Usually they add, like, the... But let me start off over with that. Junichi Masuda, the music composer, guy behind everything pretty much in Pokemon, he composes music specifically used in these events. And for X and Y, and he did it for Black and White too, I think. For the final matches, the music's going to change. And it's going to be like a remix of the rival battle from Red and Blue, the champion battle. So I don't know if you guys really care about that, but I do because I love Pokemon music. And people recently found that song in the ROM data, and it's really cool. So if you're going to go to that, make sure you listen to that song.
And I'm sure if you're watching on Twitch, you're going to hear that music under the announcers, but you'll still be able to hear it.
It's so cool.
Let's say you're thinking about going to Nationals. Well, let's say you win Nationals. You get a travel award if you win. I actually think you just have to come in the top four. But that will take you all the way to Washington, D.C. And you can compete in Worlds. And should we give a shout out to Kelly?
No.
All right, let's move on then.
So Mega Swampert.
Stop, that's not this part.
Let's give a little back history here. Kelly, I don't know Kelly's last name.
Cartier.
What? Cartier?
It's like the jeweler Cartier.
Okay.
It's Cartier, but I'm not going to pronounce it like some fancy French person.
He was Canadian, right?
He continues to be Canadian.
Yeah. When you leave Canada, you give up all your Canadian rights. No more maple syrup on your table.
You never go to Tim Hortons again.
No free healthcare.
He moved to Ireland. If I'm
not
mistaken,
see a moose legally.
He moved to Ireland, I believe, for a job.
Correct.
And now, was this an Ireland-based tournament or was this a British-based tournament?
Oh no, it was UK. So I think they do Ireland and England, Scotland, Wales all together in one.
So he had a fly to to England.
Ireland is like 2 minutes away from England, so
he could have taken a boat, I guess.
Yeah, most likely there's a ferry, and not like ferry type ferry, but like the water type ferry.
He rode a Sylveon across
so
the water.
Water ferry, so Azumarill.
Yes, he got on Azumarill and
played rough
across the Irish Channel or whatever it's called.
The Irish Channel. Where there are no moose. Mises.
You were right the first time.
And he came in fourth or third?
Fourth.
Which, like I said, top four gives you a invite and travel stipend to Worlds. So he lived in Canada, left Canada, moved to Ireland, won in Britain, and now coming to the States. I don't know if it's his first time in the States, probably not, but he's coming back over the Atlantic. Is that ocean?
Yep.
And he will be in Washington, D.C. to compete in the World Championship. So applause to him. Insert applause.
Yay! His last name may actually be White, because you know people who mess up their like Twitter IDs with like something kind of like a real name and not a real name. Well, don't blame us when we get confused.
That's true.
Sorry.
That's true.
Don't apologize, Andrew. Do not apologize for their malarkey.
But you know, for several months, I thought Andrew was just an anime girl.
I am.
Yes. He is actually a character from Madoka. It was his wish to become a real boy.
they're still working on the voice, but the look is good, Andrew.
Thank you.
It's like Tina from Bob's Burgers.
I really think you should go to the doctor because your eyes are just way too large for any human being.
Have you seen? No, like Maybelline actually literally has a mascara now called Manga. And they advertise it as it makes your eyes bigger.
I like big eyes.
Glad you guys are paying attention to the women's makeup market as much as I am.
What would we do if you weren't on this show? Dropping the ball. Hey, you know what else has big eyes? I'll tell you what has big eyes. Vivian.
Close.
Vivillon?
It's Vivillon.
Vivillon?
I think it's Vivillon.
I think you're wrong.
Vivillon?
I think my cat just meowed in his sleep, which I've never heard that happen
because
before.
Your cat was just telling you how wrong you are.
It could be Vivier, like to live in, or I'm from. Vivier in? Vivillon?
I thought it was Vivier from Final Fantasy IX.
Yes.
Nobody played that game.
I like that game.
Game's good.
With like the moon.
The moon and the monkey boy.
Mm-hmm.
So currently, 90 million Pokemon have been traded worldwide to celebrate the landmark of 100 million Pokemon over the GTS, the Global Trade Station, in Pokemon X and Y. And once they hit 100 million, which, at least as far as I know, they haven't done that yet, that a fancy pattern Vivi will be available to all players.
Vivillon? Fancy pattern Vivillon?
It was butterfly. It's pretty fancy. It's blue, red, white, a little bit of yellow, and a little bit of purple, and some green, and some pink. There is no blue. I don't know why I said that.
Okay, so you know how they gave out the Pokeball one in France, right?
Yeah.
French Pokemon Center.
Why I want that one so bad.
The Pokeball one out for the event that they're going to do and give out the elegant one or whatever this one is in France.
I don't know.
Like, it's weird. When you think France, you think like elegant or
fancy.
Whatever. Fancy pattern, Pivillon, whatever it is. And I don't know. Trading seems kind of more Pokeball-like to me.
Yeah. I really want that Pokeball Vivillon.
Now,
you should still be able to get it because how Vivillon works. Wait, let's rewind for a second. When you said like 10 minutes ago you weren't going to be pronouncing things like a fancy Frenchman, Mr. Vivillon. But also the way it works is I might be wrong. It's been a while since I was like collecting different Vivillon colors, and it's been a while since I gave up collecting the different Vivillon colors. But I believe if you breed a Vivillon from an area, its offspring will share that coloration regardless of where it was. It's just the ones that you catch in the area that that have that appearance.
Is that the case? I was unsure.
I thought it was the opposite. Or not the opposite, but that was not the functional truth. You hear the tip-tap typing as he looks it up.
Trying to get this.
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
You put it on the GTS, and then all you get is, no Japanese names, please. or Shiny Mew, please, or really ridiculous stuff.
No Japanese names, please? Is that something you actually see?
Yep. English only, no Japanese names.
That sounds like Grindr, jeez.
Basically.
It turns out I was incorrect for once in my life. You can't create Vivillon for their patterns. It'll just be the one that's relative to your area. So good luck getting these ones, I guess.
Well, they haven't said how we're going to get this fancy one, but that leaves in question that you need to know somebody in France to get the Pokeball one.
They might do a wider distribution of that in other Pokemon centers, like at Nintendo World in New York City.
That's York.
That's true. I mean, but there are pretty rare Pokemon still. Like, I mean, we're probably never going to see like shiny Raikou, Suicune, and Entei again, and we're probably never going to like. I have a World Scraggy from 2012 worlds that like obviously will never happen again. And
what's the spiky eared Pichu?
That's yeah.
It's stuck in Heart Gold and Soul Silver because it can't go on to any other game.
Why not?
Because it'll just turn into a Pichu.
Oh.
No, I thought it couldn't go over altogether.
Oh, you might be right, but yeah, because I guess they just don't have it programmed in. It's either it just turns into a normal Pichu or it can't be moved up.
Speaking of Heart Gold, Soul Silver, and I think we're done with fancy pattern butterflies here, but the Nintendo Wi-Fi connection is no more, meaning you can no longer battle or trade online with Heart Gold, Soul Silver, Black and White 2,
then
Pearl Platinum,
Pokemon Rangers, Pokemon Battle Revolution.
No one played Pokemon Battle Revolution.
Yeah, nobody did.
You can't do the online battle subway, right? So
yeah, that's dead.
But because your cartridge goes right into the 3DS, it can still Pokemon Transfer can still pull to Pokemon Bank, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
So you can still get your Pokemon from these games and bring them into X and Y.
I think there are also ways people have gotten around that sort of thing. I think you can somehow set up a server, and if you're really much smarter than I, you can set your device to connect to that server as opposed to Nintendo's like official one, which doesn't exist anymore.
People have made Super Smash Bros. Brawl servers, Mario Kart.
Yeah.
I mean, not that the original ones were any good for Brawl, but...
Those GameCube controllers, man. Don't get me started on how much I hate the GameCube controller.
You're trying to start yourself.
I know. I was. Yeah, I was riling myself up, guys.
Steve, what do you think about the GameCube controller? Oh,
I'll tell you what I think. I think Smash Brothers, once again, is the worst.
And watch as Will's followers on Twitter just drop out of the sky.
It's not that the game is bad. It's the cult following the game brings.
It's not a cult following. It's like one of the most popular games.
It's a cult following when they demand that controllers from 15 years ago be brought back just so that they can play the game on their stupid controllers. Oh, look what happened.
Yeah, it's not like when Street Fighter 4 came out, people were like, we need the Genesis controller for this. Genesis.
Well, they do make those, like, the game pads, right?
This is now the Fight Stick podcast.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, like, fighting sticks are pretty popular, right? But, like, there are people who are good with an Xbox 360 controller.
Fighting sticks. Sword fight.
Let's move on. There was a mega TV show thing that came out. I know nothing about this. Mega Evolutions Special Part 1, available on Pokemon TV. I will throw this to Andrew.
I watched the first episode that, and it's just basically this guy with a Mega Charizard X going like, hey, I want to beat all the Mega Evolutions in the world. Let's go do this, buddy. And they go do that. And they pick up this really annoying girl that follows him, and she's like, I want to be with you, or whatever like that. And
like, relationship, I want to be with you?
No, she's
just a little girl, and he's an adult. Really, really liked the special. I saw it in English, because they had it on Cartoon Network, not this weekend, but the previous weekend, like a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
So it's not Ash?
Nope.
It's in the same universe, because they reference that... the little girl saw Ash do, like, when he jumped off Lumiose Tower to save Pikachu, and the, like, when the Garchomp, like, was all mad because of the collar or whatever. She referenced that, so you know. Oh, and also the dude was, like, an assistant to Professor Sycamore at one time.
Yeah.
But it is a separate story without Ash in it.
So does that make it better?
I think it's, there's no Team Rocket, right? So it's not those same repetitive, you know, Team Rocket is up to no good. How do we get out of this bind Scooby-Doo kind of story? I think it's closer to like Pokemon Origins, where it's like this adventure that I can't remember what the main guy, what his name is, but, you know, he is out to discover Mega Evolution.
He's also kind of boring.
He is not. Like, he's like all chill. He's like, I'm too cool for school.
Yeah, he's a stereotypical anime guy.
He's like Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yes, he is Yu-Gi-Oh.
So, he's Yugi, right? No.
He's young.
But Andrew, maybe this is something, since you know everything about anime and I don't. Everybody had, like, there's all the people who have the Megastones that he seeks out to battle, and everybody put their Megastone someplace different, right? So the girl who had the Mega Absol, she had her Megastone hanging off an earring, right?
Yes.
And then there was that other dude, which he probably is some sort of Japanese meme dude. But, like, when the guy, he went in the temple, and he's like, oh, this is a megastone in the wall of this temple. I'm going to chisel it out. He takes it, and then he leaves. And then there's this other guy is like, I'm going to battle you for that megastone. I don't even remember what his mega was. But, finally, we get to the question. His megastone was in an umbrella.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean? Why is a dude walking around with an umbrella and wearing some sort of classical Japanese garb?
Probably because he likes his umbrella, and he takes it everywhere.
That's such a poor explanation.
What does umbrellas mean in anime?
It's raining.
What does umbrellas mean in anime? I just wish there were more animes with Charizard in them, because, you know, the official anime, Origins, this one, you know, I feel like three distinct anime series is just not enough Charizard in the world.
Oh, I know, and it was Mega Charizard X again.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's good. You know why? Because the little girl has a chest bin, and it's so cute.
Interesting.
Should be a Froakie.
Well, I'm assuming that... So this is on Pokemon TV right now in English.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the Pokemon TV app. I'm assuming that Nintendo will pull it like they did with Origins. And we'll probably get part two, I think, in the summer, they said. So it does end with a cliffhanger. Or a to be continued.
To be continued, yeah. So
if this is the same path that Origins has taken, we'll probably get them all on Pokemon TV. Then they will... disappear, then they will appear in Hulu, and then they will appear in iTunes.
The special kind of actually reminded me, like, I kind of want to see, like, the items that you give Pokemon on them. I don't know, it's just like a small detail, because his Mega Charizard X kind of had it, like, on his neck, like a collar.
Yeah. And, like, and the Absol had, like, a nice, like a necklace with the stone on it.
Yeah, I want to see, like, in the game, you put, like, a focus sash on a whatever, and it just kind of has it on or whatever like that. It's just like a small attention to detail.
I can't believe I can't remember what the Umbrella Dude's Mega was.
Wasn't it, I have no idea. I don't remember.
Wow.
Something that suited him.
Well, why don't we...
It was Garchomp, wasn't it?
No.
Why don't we take a quick break, and we can look that up, and then after the break, we have more new megas to talk about for you guys, as well as what we can possibly see at E3 in the next 2 days here.
E3 2007, can't wait!
And we are back from our break to talk about megas. And stuff.
Just generally.
We did confirm that Garchomp was the Paracel Umbrella guy's Mega.
Correct.
You're welcome.
His name was like Remo or something.
Louis.
My fault. My mistake. So, yesterday, because we are recording this on Sunday, on Saturday, June 7th, we got some Korakora leaks. Korakora usually comes out the 14th of every month, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere around there. And so somebody got their hands on the latest issue of Korakora, and of course it blew up on the internet.
And by that he means literally it blew up. Someone got their hands on an issue, and then it spontaneously combusted and we don't know the contents.
Burned away.
Mm-hmm.
Burned away. Well, actually, we did get some information here. There are some scans on some Pokemon sites that are relatively popular. But you don't need to go to those sites because we're going to tell you everything here.
You just have to spend 40 minutes waiting through TCG news to get to it.
That's the price you pay.
Let's start off with some Megas. So we have three new Megas. I guess technically four, except Mega Blaziken has already existed. Obviously, Mega Blaziken was the... The Hoenn is coming for sure, Pokemon. That was a joke. Really bad. Let's start off with Mega Beyonce, which we have here. Beyonce is Rock Fairy, and then evolves into Sailor Moon. And that's about all we have.
So wait, four times weak to Steel?
Yes.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, except no one plays Steel Pokemon, so you're fine.
I play my Mawile.
Steel is actually pretty all over the place. Metagross, Scizor, Mawile.
Those are the only.
No one uses Steel moves except for Bullet Punch.
Those are the only three out of 746. What are your guys' thoughts on this Mega?
I hope it gets a different ability other than Clear Body. Probably won't, but I hope it does.
Well, all Megas have gotten different abilities, right?
Mm.
No.
No.
trying to think of one that's
Speed Boost, Blaziken.
Speed Boost, right. Small Warning.
Right.
But nobody uses Obama Snow, so
Mega Obama Snow is scary. I mean, just like not that it's like an exceptionally good Pokemon. Like it's scary to face. Like it's just scary.
It is scary.
Like it scares me.
Scary looking.
Yeah.
We have Mega Sceptile.
Sceptile.
New. What do they call that? Typing. Grass Dragon, with the ability Lightning Rod.
Well, hi Ice Beam. Bye, Mega Sceptile.
It's so strange how many 4x Ice Weak dragons there are. I mean, Garchomp, Dragonite, Flygon, the Sceptile.
Is this our first Dragon Grass?
Yes. Yep.
What would it be good against? Probably nothing.
Fire. It would be neutral to fire. Resist water like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Gooby. What's his name?
Gooby?
Goodra?
Goodra.
Goomy. I don't know. It would still be weak to the dragon moves from
Goodra. Yeah.
Lightning Rod is a cool ability. Adds an immunity. I like things where you can switch in and get a benefit.
Yeah, but it already had resistance to electric, so...
But now it has double resistance to electric. Plus immunity.
Yeah. So here's my question, because I actually still play Pokemon, and now I have a Mega Charizard X to play with.
Yeah.
Can he learn Draco Meteor, even though, like, at the time of learning, he wouldn't be a dragon?
I don't think Charizard could learn that.
Oh.
Well, what a waste of my time.
As you guys are looking that up, Mega Sceptile has, like, this tree at the end of his... tail. I mean, he always did, but now it looks like a Christmas tree. And then he has like ornaments from said Christmas tree going up his back.
He looks really cool.
He does look very cool.
Charizard cannot learn Draco Meteor.
I mean, not that you want to give Mega Charizard X a special attack, but...
Well, but it also means that Mega Sceptile will not be able to learn Draco Meteor.
Right. No.
Mm.
But Sceptile is also physical, so probably.
Actually, it's mixed.
Really?
Yep. Mm. It's just fast.
Draco Meteor is the most powerful dragon type move.
I thought you were going to say Draco Meteor is the most powerful dragon.
No, because I'm not dumb.
The Korokoro scans also showed Mega Blaziken, obviously.
Wowee.
There it is. Same stance.
Mm-hmm.
Same so, PNG.
I'm theorizing a little here that, or I have a suspicion, which probably will prove to be wrong because I tend to be wrong as frequently as Travis. That the because they're doing megas of the traditional Emerald starter, or I'm sorry, Ruby Sapphire starters, that these they're actually going to use different starters in the remakes, and that you'll be able to get these in the same similar way that you got. The Generation 1 starters from Professor Sycamore.
Or maybe, just maybe, they're going to give you the Gen 2 starters as well as Gen 3. Just like Gen 6.
I like your theory, Will, but I think in the fourth page of the scan, it shows Mudkip, Treecko, and Torchic next to the bag that the fat professor drops because he's getting chased by a Zigzagoon.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's right under that. It's right under the Incredible Hulk over here.
That stinks.
Yeah, so I think, I mean, it's not confirmed, and Pokemon Podcast is never wrong. But
That's true.
It looks pretty confident that we're going to be starting with either Mudkip, Treecko, or Torchic. And in reality, everyone is going to be starting with Mudkip because Mega Swampert is pretty much the coolest thing in the world.
I think it's definitely the best out of all of these.
He was a wimp before Anchor Arms. Now look at him. He's a jerk and everybody loves him.
I'm going to get the Torchic because you can never have enough Mega Blazikens.
Yeah, but you already have, like, at least how I look at it, is everyone already has Blaziken Knight.
I gave mine to Irene on accident because she wanted another Torchic, and I just gave her the event one, and I forgot to take the Blaziken Knight off, so, but I don't care because I don't like Blaziken, so.
So wait,
she probably has no clue.
Is that distribution over?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, because I was thinking, like, it's still going on. People can still grab them, a Mega Blaziken, but I guess they can't. So, there you go.
There you go. Mega Swampert is water ground, which I believe is the same as he was.
Yeah.
Correct.
The ability Swift Swim, which is new.
Correct.
And it's scary because Swampert's kind of fast to begin with. And he's really bulky.
Does that double speed in rain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like just from for our listeners who can't see because this is an audio podcast, Mega Swampert just looks like the Incredible Hulk, but blue. And
with the best eyebrows of anything.
Yes.
Wicked.
But it doesn't look like he would be fast. It would look like he would be like an ability that fits this image is like huge power.
Yeah, it sort of looks like a Mega Pinsir situation where like Mega Pinsir is slower than, or not Mega Pinsir, Mega
Heracross?
Heracross, where Mega Heracross is slower than normal Heracross. It definitely looks like Mega Swampert should be slower, which maybe it is, but Swift Swim is a thing.
What was his ability before? Is this a better ability?
His other ability is Torrent or Damp.
Damp prevents
explosions.
Yeah,
just like all the starters, they always have that. That crummy ability, like when they're low in HP,
has speed boost.
But that's not the standard, right? That's the dream world.
Well, it's better than Damp.
It's true. Yes.
Okay, so those are the megas that are shown. It looks like that Kyogre and Groudon will not have mega form, will not have mega evolutions, but it looks like they will have new forms. Which are called either Primal, Primeval, or Prehistoric. That is still unknown. But their forms are in regards to an ancient de-evolution. So these could either be the original forms, or the forms that they were when they were born, and then they evolved over time. They will also know some new moves, according to said Core magazine.
And for you Mystery Dungeon fans, in Mystery Dungeon 2, you guys remember
Primal Dialga.
So, they hit it under our nose this whole time.
Also, that proves everyone wrong who said that Kyogre and Groudon are the same. Because they're not. So take that.
Okay, I'll eat my own words.
Put that in your Pokey Puff and eat it.
Put that in your Puffin. Okay, so does that excite you guys at all?
Oh,
I think that's cool.
Mega Diancie would be the first Gen 6 Mega.
Oh, that's true.
That's true. I don't know if I like that there's forms and there's Megas and there's babies, but they're not really babies. I'm looking at you, Pichu.
iPods, iPads, I don't know anymore.
Yes.
That's what you're saying, right?
Right.
I mean, okay. It's all, variations on the same meme.
Yeah, I mean, we have evolutions, we have forms, we have megas.
It's all Doge.
Same time.
Much same evolution, meme. Many form. Wow. Such stat.
Wow. Let's see. Like the original game, Team Magma is headed by Maxi. His admins are Tabitha and Courtney. Team Aqua is led by Archie. His admins are Matt and Shelly. They all have redesigns. So take that, President of Nintendo, who said this was a 1-to-1 remake. You were wrong.
Iwata was just fooling.
So which team would you guys root for?
Aqua, if I was getting Sapphire, but I'm not.
No, if it was the real world, which team would you root for?
Well, if it was the real Pokemon world, I would prefer to have water Pokemon. So I guess I would root for Team Aqua.
I kind of live in Team Magma's world because it's California and there's always a drought. So Aqua.
I say Aqua myself. I would prefer for there to be like water world.
I'm really bad at swimming, so I might be biased here.
I mean, but if you have water Pokemon.
I don't. Yeah. Not in the real world.
Go get one. Right now.
Hop on over to the local grocer and pick myself up a Goldeen.
Yes.
Will, earlier in this episode, you said you like Mega Charizard appearing in everything. You like him in the anime.
I said that!
You like him in Pokemon Oregon. You like him in the Pokemon Evolution special.
You like him in Super Smash Bros. Especially.
Ooh, that's my fave, man.
What I can tell you now, Will, is Steven Stone will appear in Omega, Sapphire, Alpha Ruby, Delta Emerald, and he will have his own Mega Charizard X.
Hooray.
Is Steven Stone your favorite champion, Steve?
No. Not at all.
Where does he keep his Mega Stone?
He is the stone.
There is no spoon?
He just kind of touches his forehead and it happens.
Like Yu-Gi-Oh. Yeah.
Yes. No, I was thinking of more of a Sailor Moon transformation. But...
Wait, wasn't there a different champion between Ruby and Sapphire and Emerald?
Yeah.
Or am I completely nuts?
In Emerald, it was Wallace.
That's why I'm like, who is this dude? Because I only played Emerald.
Yeah, Steven was a champion Ruby and Sapphire. And then he was like the red in Emerald. He was the super hard boss guy at the end of Emerald. But Wallace was a champion.
Well, I haven't gotten that far yet.
Spoiler.
No. Yeah, spoiler for like a
14-year-old game. We'll get back to Steven when we tackle the other characters here. The Mach Bike and the Acro Bike are in the game again. I think one is faster and then one can jump over ledges.
Yeah.
You got it.
Correct.
There we go.
Mach Bike is the better one because you don't need to keep going back to the bike shop to change. Most of the in-game puzzles involve the Mach Bike, so at least the ones that you need to go through.
There you go. We already summed up half the game for you. Mach Bike over Acro Bike.
How do you know they haven't changed it? How do you know there hasn't been a volcanic eruption on Hoenn? Because somehow there's a volcano right next to like an ocean, like tree, like jungle forest next to a desert next to, because everything has to be in Hoenn, because wowee.
Because basically, Hoenn is a Cinnabar Island.
Yep. Hoenn invented rain.
I'm going to get so many people like, actually, geologically, a volcano can appear in any situation. The volcano is underwater. I don't need it.
That's true.
I don't need it.
I don't need it.
And you know what? It is true that Hoenn invented rain because that's where weather conditions came from. Was Gen 3.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. And that's when it all went downhill.
The Mega Evolution item in this game is called the Mega Bangle.
Right.
I do remember that item from 14 said years ago in the complete remake that we're getting. It's going to be used by Brendan and May, who have a new redesign, it looks like. I don't know what they look like before. But
this isn't very close to what they look like before. I mean, their faces are the same, kind of.
But they have terrible shoes, I can tell you that.
They're more like shorts over his pants.
They're more like wetsuit kind of looking outfits.
Well, obviously, because it's Hoenn.
I just wish Brendan still had shorts over his pants.
The girl's not wearing socks, and I'm disappointed.
Lord.
Look at Brendan's shoes. Look at how terrible.
Because they're designed for being in the water and on land at the same time.
Surf and turf, Steve.
Surf and turf.
Surf and turf.
So let's get back to all the characters. So we have Brendan, May, and Steven Stone here. So let me put this out here. I do not play Pokemon games because I care about the story. When I am Brendan or whoever this trainer is supposed to be, I'm pretending that person is myself. And this is my adventure. So I could care less who is at the end of said game, except a person I'm supposed to beat. So is this going to have player customization like
I hope so.
Gen 6 did?
So, I would be astonished if it did not.
So really, I'm not Brendan, and I don't have to wear this dorky white hat bandana thing.
It's a bandana, yeah.
But no, he has brown hair. You can see his like sideburns. Like, this white thing is not his hair.
If men wear bandanas, is it a mandana?
No.
All right.
I have
it's
to
do rag
saying something, but yeah. No.
All right.
So,
just wondering.
I'm not like at what point are people going to stop caring about Brendan and May or other heroes and heroines? Because I don't want to be those people. I want to be the person I customize. I want to be me. If I am black or Mexican or another race, I want to be that color. I want to have my own hair. I want to have my own eyes. So at what point do people are people going to give up on being Brendan?
I mean, they hyped up customization quite a bit for Gen 6. I don't see them taking it away. Like, same with Pokemon and me. How are you going to evolve Eevee into Sylveon if they take away Pokemon and me?
Well, there could
Power
be a
friendship.
Way.
Friendship and what, though?
You have to win
Magic.
Ribbons.
Oh, ribbons, contests.
Win contests with your Eevee, and then it becomes a Sylveon or something horrible. Like, oh, I hope they don't have contests again. I couldn't even understand that. Did you just say they are?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see that in the Koro scan, sir?
I see it coming.
Yeah, it's a premonition. It's a vision.
I will happily give up.
So I don't even like Gen 3, but contests are the only thing of their own ilk that I really enjoyed. Musicals I liked. Was it musicals that...
Yeah.
Musicals were okay too.
I will happily give up contests and character customization if they would just bring seasons back.
Seasons were pretty cool.
Yeah.
Was there a night? Yeah, there was night in Gen 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can't get rid of that now because of Eevees.
Well, but they were able to get rid of seasons even though there were Deerlings.
Oh, that's true.
Gen 3 actually didn't have night and day.
Yeah.
But Gen 2 did.
Right. I do remember that, because the Gen 3 had weather.
Yeah.
They have to keep weather. They have to keep night. I mean, they could get rid of night and day, but that would be really weird. But they could justify it because Gen 6 is a 3DS game, and if you want to get an Umbreon, take your Eevee elsewhere.
Well, I mean, technically they had night and day, they had a clock, but it wasn't like a graphical thing that you saw. Just kind of.
I think it also did not affect what Pokemon you saw. Like, you know how Staryu is usually out at night or whatever.
Yeah. I do remember. Well, this is what we got. E3 is in 2 days here. I'm assuming, just due to the popularity of Pokemon, obviously being the fastest selling and number one 3DS game out there, that Nintendo would have to announce something Pokemon related at E3.
It's going to be all of this.
Yeah.
But that's true. But we're probably actually going to see footage instead of just still scans.
Yeah. It's going to be all of this in footage form, probably. And maybe something else.
What would that something else be? What would you want to see?
Pokemon Fighters.
Oh.
This Pokemon fighting game?
Yep.
What if it's not a fighting game? What if it's like a Pokemon Stadium?
That's fine. I just want a Pokemon game on Wii U that looks good.
Travis, what are your thoughts?
Just thinking about that time we played Poke Park on CRTs at MGC, and the game looked pretty good on those CRTs. Just
it
saying.
Did. It did.
Who needs the Wii U when you got Poke Park 2?
Poke Park 2 Adventures Beyond?
Is that the one with Darkrai?
Darkrai. No. Well, the second one does have Darkrai, I believe. But not the first one.
Poke Park 2 was pretty cool.
I think I played that with my nephew.
Poke Park Uno had Mew, I believe, was the legendary that did its thing.
I say the villain.
The villain.
Mew is obviously a bad guy. Will, do you want to see anything specific, either new Pokemon game or more Ruby and Sapphire stuff?
From E3?
E3.
I was looking at the one photo that I've seen of the, I guess it's of the exhibition hall where everybody's focused on the Mario Maker banner.
Yes.
But if you look at the other banners that you see, there is like the villager from Animal Crossing, and then there's a Pikachu behind.
Yes.
So I'm saying, hey, you Pikachu. For 3DS.
Pokemon Channel 2, everybody wants it.
I think, because I got excited because I saw the villager, and I was like, oh, maybe that means Animal Crossing Wii U, because I want Animal Crossing on Wii U.
Yeah, I would buy a Wii U for that.
I feel like...
Super Smash Bros. It just means that.
I feel like I feel like that's a system seller. But if you do look at the Pikachu and the Animal Crossing in that Mario Maker image, they both have a blurred out logo in the lower right, and the logo is like blue and silver, and it's the same logo, so one could imagine that that logo is the Super Smash Brothers logo.
Oh
yeah, isn't it the same artwork too?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, the Animal Crossing villager has a little bit thicker black lines, but that's just because that's the art.
Yeah,
that it has.
That's so disappointing.
It is. Could what was that?
It could happen.
It could, yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would want a Hey You Pikachu sequel. I don't know if I would want a Pokemon fighting game. I know a lot of people are excited about this, but I'm not sure why, because like, I get that people don't like types of games. Like, Will does not like racing games, so that's why Mario Kart 8 is probably...
I don't like anything.
That's true.
All right.
But I don't like fighting games, so as cool as it would be to see like a Blaziken fight a Lucario, which are two of the worst Pokemon ever.
I was going to say, anything with Lucario is not cool.
I don't want to fight. I would rather have like a Pokemon Stadium over a fighting game. Or a Pokemon racing game.
So you're saying you're a peaceful soul. You're saying you're a pacifist. Make love, not war, is what you're saying.
I'm saying if I want to destroy you in some sort of battle, I want it to be turn-based so I can think.
All right.
Mashing A and B doesn't do it for me.
Mm.
That's it. I wouldn't be surprised if they did like a playable demo at E3 for Ruby and Sapphire, like they did for X and Y. It was only when they did the demo for X and Y, it was only like that first area, and they gave you, I think they gave you like a Mega Mewtwo against probably a Mega Charizard, just to show you how Mega Evolution worked, and it was probably, if you played it as much as you could, it was like a 10-minute demo. Since we already saw everything here, and this is pretty much the beginning of the game, I wouldn't be surprised if there was the same kind of demo to show you how Mega Evolutions worked. And so you can walk around Hoenn for the first time in 10 minutes.
Trip over a Kecleon.
Right. That would not surprise me. And they'll probably announce some Mega Pokemon distribution that you'll be able to get between the release date and whatever 6 months later.
Hey, maybe we'll actually get an official release date for Diancie.
Oh, that's true.
With the Mega Stone.
We could probably also get... What did they say, November for this game?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really only three Fridays in November that this can happen.
They're going to say that there are only 3 days in November, and I'm like, nope, there's more than that.
There's only three Fridays in November because they're not going to release the game on Black Friday. They're going to release it either the week before, the first week, or the week after. And the week after doesn't make any sense because they want people to buy it while they're buying everything else. So really, there's only two Fridays that can release this game. So I would not be surprised if they gave a release date to
We will release Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire December 25th.
So your Christmas can be ruined because no one will be able to access the servers.
Hello, Pokemon Bank.
eShop download only.
Cool. That's pretty much all we got for that. I think what we'll do is we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back, do Pokemon of the Week, and wrap up the show for y'all. Y'all. And we are back for our last segment of the stuff of this podcast. For those of you that don't know, this is episode 147. Surprise. Spoiler. But we will be taking a hiatus after episode 151. I believe we talked about this before, but if it was unclear, we are going to take a little break because Travis's voice has been very tired after the past 4 years.
Help me!
Parched.
Water! When in doubt, pinky out.
There's a lot of SpongeBob references this show.
Yep.
So we'll be taking a quick, not a quick break, but a hiatus over the summer. What we'll probably do is we'll probably do a Kickstarter because you guys prefer Kickstarters over Indiegogos. We'll do a Kickstarter, we'll raise some money so we can buy some servers and some website stuff and get people new microphones. Podcasting, surprisingly, is not a free commodity. I think is the right word.
It's not.
It's not. No, it's not. It costs money. And it costs time.
It's also not the right word. Whatever.
And it costs voices. Vocal boxes. And, you know, some people emailed us because I have two emails to read. Emails. And if you want, you can email us at sbj@pkmncast.com. Or you can just go to PokemonPodcast.com and hit the contact button. You can email us either way. But since you emailed us, these people, I will read this on the show because I said I was going to. And one of them involves a question for Travis. So, not really for Travis, but I'll make Travis answer.
All right.
From Chris. Chris says, "Hello, SBJ. I just wanted to say that your show is awesome. When I made a Twitter, I did so because a friend forced me. When Pokemon Podcast Twitter started following me, I was intrigued but didn't start listening right away." Well, that was your first mistake. You listened.
Strike one.
This was mainly due to the fact that I was unaware of how to start listening. Once I finally started listening, I found it refreshing that a show consisted of Pokemon content along with other random topics.
Random.
As random as it could be. The tangents you guys go on the show make me feel like a conversation among friends rather than a scripted show, which is enjoyable as a listener. Another thing I would like to commend you guys on is your fan interaction. You guys have retweeted and favorited almost every tweet I've sent. I just wanted to send you an email to tell you that you guys are doing awesome work and keep it up. Frequent listener, Chris G. Thank you, Chris G. But our show is scripted. We have this all written down, including this part I am reading right now.
I'm supposed to say,
Scroll back up.
this point is okay. It says read next email. All right. okay. Last email we have for today. Again, you guys can email us if you want us to read your stuff, if you have questions, or if you just wanted to tell us to make jokes or tell Travis how terrible he is.
I'm pretty terrible.
That's right. Joshua J. Joshua J writes in to PK Mencast. My name is Joshua, and I am a listener to your podcast. I started to listen to it after I was followed by you on Twitter. It was a common theme here. Question: What do you guys feel about having double team attacks in Pokemon games? For example, mixing one Pokemon's water attack with another electric attack to do a dual type attack. Like what they did in Chrono Trigger. Thanks for reading, Joshua.
I was against it until he said the words Chrono Trigger. Because I like Chrono Trigger a lot.
Now, I guess this could do two ways. Like, it could be that both Pokemon are attacking the same Pokemon.
Wow.
So their moves combined.
Well, guys, in Gen 5, there was combination attacks. There was Fire Pledge, Water Pledge,
and Ice Pledge.
So we've kind of had them in a way, but they weren't really that good of a move, especially when they're combined. It was just too much trouble to set them up. But if they did have that more fleshed out, that'd be cool.
I mean, I don't think I would want the all moves to be like swirling and combining together. But it would be cool, like, if there was, let's say they duplicated Flamethrower and called it Flame Blender, and then they duplicated Ice Beam and called it Ice Blender or whatever. Anyways, these two moves, Blender moves, do the same things as the original moves, except if they are used in par. So if I used Flame Blender and Flame Ice Blender and Flame Blender to the same Pokemon, then they combined to a dual type move. I would like that, but I wouldn't want moves that already exist to combine into other moves.
I don't think
any of that made sense.
It did.
Yeah. Oh, wow, I'm yawning. I'm not yawning about the subject matter, yawning because I woke up too early this morning. I think that a dual type move, regardless of the scenario, is I wouldn't be a fan of it, because then I have to think. So if I'm doing any random combination, not only do you have to think of what your, like, if your opponent's a dual type Pokemon, then with a dual move you have to do so many. Will it even be super effective, or is it not? And then you'd have like 1/16th effectiveness and times 8 effectiveness, or 16 even. Would that be possible in some situations? I think so. It would just be, I don't know. That sounds a little too complicated for me to even suss out effectivenesses in that situation.
It does become incredibly complex. I agree with you.
I could see them doing it with one or two moves, but I don't see it becoming a standard.
I guess they sort of did the thing with Flying Press, which is fighting and flying type.
But that move isn't even that good, right? Like, no one runs that move.
And only Hawlucha has it.
Yeah.
So, it's,
I'm sorry, Jack Black.
I see what you did there.
I see that joke.
Because of that one movie.
Nacho Libre. Yeah.
I see that. Pokemon of the Week. Pokemon Week of the Swampert.
That was great, Steve.
Thank you. Mudfish Pokemon, Swampert.
There you go.
There we go.
There's your Pokemon of the Week.
This has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are...
Ooh.
All right.
He's a bipedal Pokemon.
Dual type, water ground, still water ground when he Omega evolves. Fun fact, like all starter Pokemon, 87.5% male, 12.5% female, bipedaled.
Bipedal, as we like to say.
I think he's in the monster and water A groups.
That is true.
I didn't even look that up.
Swampert is very strong with enough power to easily drag a boulder weighing more than a ton. It can swim faster than a jet ski.
Me too.
Swampert also has the ability to predict storms, sensing subtle differences in sound waves and tidal winds with its fins. When a storm is approaching, Swampert will pile up boulders to protect its nest. As its former signature move, Muddy Water, is another special capability of this Pokemon. It makes nests on beautiful beaches. Only the most beautiful of beaches.
Puerto Rico.
California.
No, not
no,
California.
No.
Hawaii's got some beautiful beaches. You know where's got the really beautiful beaches? Tahiti.
So if it can already weigh, if it can already pick up a boulder weighing a ton, and it can also already swim faster than a jet ski, what does that say for Mega Swampert?
It can pick up a boulder that's 2 tons.
Pick up a boulder with relative ease. Makes crushing rocks seem such a breeze. He's big. He can't jump.
But this, I don't even know what you're talking about.
DK rap?
Donkey Kong?
Sorry. No Donkey Kong. No. Diddy Kong has a funny face. He can hands there and nugget no.
Swampert is pretty good bulk. 100 HP, 90 defense, 90 special defense. 110 attack is also a pretty good stat. So it can be pretty good as like a tanking sort of thing. You got your earthquakes, you got your waterfalls, maybe scald if you're into the burn, but probably not since its special attack isn't that good.
I think it has the highest base stat total of any fully evolved starter Pokemon.
That is true. It also has the least amount of weaknesses of any starter. And it has a pretty cool shiny.
Purple. Barney. Yep.
Little pink, little orange.
I like it.
I like it a lot too.
I have a Korean shiny Swampert.
It's very pride, you know, for June.
That is true. Nothing but pride for Swampert.
For shiny Swampert.
For shiny, that's right. If I was to run a moveset on Swampert, what would I run?
I actually like two of the moves. You want me to give you the other two too?
Yeah.
You're getting greedy.
And you know, sometimes I like to run Ice Ball. Other times I like to run Avalanche. Are these the two moves you're going to refer to?
No. Like Stealth Rock, probably.
We've got to go Bold, Avalanche, Stealth Rock, Waterfall, probably Protect. Holding leftovers for Bulky, Swampert.
It can learn Sludge.
Yes, but no.
Yes, but no. Well, there we go. There's Swampert. He mega evolves into something pretty cool.
Mega Swampert.
Mega Swampert.
Mega what now?
Didn't like May or that little dude in the anime. I don't know his name.
Max?
Yeah, didn't they have a Mudkip or was that just Ash?
No, that was Ash. They had a Torchic.
Torchic.
Did this Mudkip evolve in the anime?
Probably not.
No.
Knowing Ash, probably not, yeah. Probably not. Well, that was uneventful. I really thought there would be more about Swampert here, but there's not much.
You better nickname him Anchor Arms in the remakes.
Anchor Arms. I don't know if that'll fit. Could just be Anchor.
Oh, it will. If they keep the same character length. If they keep it to 12.
Alright. Mudkip has a joke about it, I guess. Right?
It's the living meme.
So I heard.
Like the worst meme ever.
It is for our listeners. The what is it? I like Mudkip.
I heard you like Mudkip.
This has been another episode of the Pokemon podcast. We are done with this meme talk.
It's actually kind of an offensive meme.
Yup.
We might talk about it on another show, but for our listeners, a little bit of homework. You can look up that meme, and as funny as it is sometimes, it's a bit offensive.
Memes aren't cool, guys.
I do like Mudkip. I did like Mudkip before this meme. I still like Mudkip. Mudkip is cool. And Mega Mudkip is also cool. That's all I got for you guys.
See ya.
Travis, where can they find you?
Twitter.com/TheTravisW.
Andrew?
You can't find me on Twitter anymore because nobody's going to remember who I am. actually, if any of you fans live out in California, or if you're coming over here in July to Anime Expo, I'm going to be there. And if you want to, I don't know, meet me, I don't know. Why would you want to do that? But I'm going to be there. July 3rd through the 6th, I think it is. You can follow me on Tumblr and then ask me about it there, I guess. My Tumblr is ixnay.tumblr.com.
Is it really?
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So I got that one.
So you can celebrate your independence with Andrew.
Yes, you can.
At an anime convention. Why would you know one?
Oh, say, can you see Barth?
Will, where can they find you?
On Instagram, I'm DCWRA on Instagram. That's where they can find me. And I also wanted to give a shout out to all of our listeners who are graduating from high school and or college at this time of the year. Congratulations to them on their achievements.
There we go. Congrats. Congrats. I went to my sister's graduation last night. It was very uneventful.
I don't know. I saw a lot of complaints on Twitter, so it couldn't have been that uneventful.
Yes, one of the girls giving their speech, of course, because high schoolers giving speeches are, you know, rewarding. She used the term "turnt up" a lot.
Turnt down for what?
And apparently, that is used in a lot of rap songs.
Turnt down for what?
And I was unsure.
For what?
That's my favorite phrase of 2014.
it just wasn't good. I mean, none of the speeches were that good. Maybe when I was in high school, I didn't think the people presenting was that good because I didn't like anyone at my high school.
Did you even like high school?
You want to know a fun story about when I graduated from high school?
Have you graduated from high school yet?
That was like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
When I graduated from high school, you know, they take a picture of you while you're shaking hands with, like, the Board of Education.
Maybe at your fancy rich high school they did. Certainly not at my public school.
You made me say a thing that sounds like I'm still going to high school. I went to a public school as well. So they take a picture of you as you're shaking hands with the Board of Education fellow who's handing you the piece of paper that's not actually your diploma because they just mail that to you. But in the picture and in the reality that was occurring in front of the camera that was captured via mechanical reproduction, the guy was just looking the other way. So I'm shaking the hand of this man who does not care about me and is looking completely the other way. It is beautiful.
So you're saying it was a good picture.
I'm saying it is very... it explains a lot about my high school experience.
He's calling you out. Yeah. Whoever you are, fight him.
Yeah. Yep. Fight me.
As I was watching my sister's graduating class of 600 plus people, I just stereotyped every single kid that walked by. And that made me feel good about myself.
Congrats.
I was like, okay.
And I wanted to make Alex Ferrero feel good by giving him a birthday shout out on the next podcast, which is this podcast. So happy birthday, Alex Ferrero. Because he asked for it on Twitter. So there we go.
Well, there you go.
There we go. You can follow me on Twitter at Dragging a Lake. I will definitely stereotype you if you follow me. Stereotype.
That's a new Pokemon type.
It is. They didn't want to call it sound type for the sake of me being
stereotype.
So for the sake of me being right, so they called it stereotype.
Oh, add me and Steve on Nintendo Network stuff if you want to play Mario Kart with us.
Yes, yeah. My Nintendo ID is the same as my Twitter. Andrew's is not my case.
It's Moebetus. Moebetus. And the me is Marley.
There we go. And, yeah, we play a lot of Mario Kart. You can follow the show on Twitter at Pokemon Podcast. You can go to our website, PokemonPodcast.com. You can send us an email, sbj@pkmncast.com. We are in iTunes, Omni Radio, Stitcher Radio, Windows Marketplace, some other stuff. I mean, review us and like us and listen to us. Obviously, you're listening to us still because this is the outro. And this also has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast. And we are
super effective.
Super dancy.
You know what I'm saying?
Meggy dancy.
Meggy. Mega Mudkip.
Oh.